Yeah, no, I don't think we are, and that's why we have ended up where we are today. I'm struck by an example that you used before from seamlessly moving from rain boots to missiles, I think, right? And I think that's characteristic for what's going on in much of the debate here too, right, today as well. In a way, it's productive to weave security concerns in with other concerns about sustainable development, justice, accountability, health, environmental protection, and so on. I think this is definitely what is needed, right, to make progress. On the other hand, I wonder how we will manage to uphold and to enact and to strengthen the different ethical frame that has hitherto applied when we look at technologies of violence rather than technologies more broadly, right? And I think there is a bit of a challenge there in our discourses that are developing, including within the UN, that this different orientation to particular applications of technology or different technologies, weapons technologies, for instance, that is eroded in a sense. So more scrutiny. Yes, but by whom, of whom, or what, and for what purpose exactly? And I think there is also a risk, especially in multilateral policymaking fora, established ones, that the commercial sector, for example, or youth, are treated as objects in the policy or expert debate, rather than participants. And that, I think, is not going to be a fruitful approach to governance, right? I think we're probably, I mean, the present arrangement of governments is being challenged by these developments, and that's why we're having this discussion today. But I suspect that a more polycentric and interactive, deliberative processes will need to emerge that then contribute to governance, so that there are not, it's not, and I think that's a challenge for us here within the UN, right? How can all this be connected so that there are not countervailing debates, but sort of that they contribute to a broader discussion that manages to include in a meaningful way very diverse voices? And one aspect is opening up established fora, of course. Opening up the notion of who is an expert, what knowledges count, right? That's something we have to question and perhaps continuously re-question. And then I think there are also other things that need to change in the way that we do business here if we want to have an effective way of engaging with this in the future. And one of them, and that's, I think, the tricky part, is that we may need to question the starting points, starting assumptions, right? And such as, for example, technologies or a technology has huge potential, of course. However, there are also potential risks. So we take the potential future manifestation of a benefit as a given, and then start looking for the risks and whether we can find how big it is and start to do some sort of weighing, right? Which may never be forthcoming. The answer may never be forthcoming, and so technologies develop and so on. I think a more precautionary orientation would perhaps help us to question these starting assumptions and also direct attention to what we have touched upon it as well, to issues that technology cannot fix, right? Technology is not going to fix the issue about consent, informed consent, and who wants to be reunited as a family or not. It's not going to fix, like you mentioned, I think, Dan, the adoption of technologies in the public sector, or the transfer sort of to the public sector, right? If the public sector or the public sphere is also today characterized by some shortcomings, right, in terms of who has power and who doesn't, who is accountable and who isn't, and it's not simply a matter of transfer, right? So we have to attend to these issues, I think, and it's a chance to do it in this debate.